Welcome to High Strangeness, where we ask questions and explore all that is strange and unexpected in our reality.
Hey, welcome to High Strangeness. This is a new podcast, and my name is Tony. And the purpose of this podcast, now and going forward, is simply to take a look and review of all things that are strange and just weird or unexpected that occurs in our reality. Now, today is my first episode, and so I'm going to take a few minutes and just kind of tell you a little bit about what I'm hoping to do here, and just a little bit about myself as well. I don't know about the rest of you, but oftentimes we go through life, we focus on the things that we have to do, and we really don't even realize the strange things that happened all around us. Now, I'm going to take you back to when I was younger. I remember as a very young kid actually seeing things that I thought were strange, the way people acted or just when I was in the playground or whatever, I'd see things that I thought were really strange, and I'd ask a lot of questions. If you were to ask my mother, she would say that I was the type of kid that always would say, "Why did that happen? Why is this occurring? Why did he do this?" And so it was just kind of my normal MO to always ask and wonder what was going on. As I got older, I remember as a teenager always seeing things and looking at people in a strange or a different way. I always wonder, why did they do that? And why did they say something like that? Or I could pay attention and just observe, and I'd see that they were either uncomfortable or just acting in a way that they needed to feel like they were valued and that sort of thing. But the real point is, as I was going through all those years, I was seeing strange things all around me. But then at some point, I stopped really recognizing it. I was somebody who moved out of my parents' house pretty young. And then as I was out on my own, I was honestly focused on trying to make a living and support myself. I did wind up getting married pretty young, and I started having children. And so the crazy thing is, you get going in life, and before you know it, you're just kind of focused in on the things you need to do. I'll give you an example. I currently live in a wonderful place surrounded by mountains. And when I moved here a number of years back, I was in awe looking at the mountains, and I thought to myself, I'm going to go up there all the time. I'm going to spend time hiking and doing all these different things. And as I was living my life over the years, supporting my family, going to college and doing different things like that, I recognized a number of years later that I had been going around and I didn't even remember seeing those mountains, maybe for years. So you can get to that point, I think, sometimes where we just don't even see the big things around us, let alone the things that are not, I think sometimes that are not meant to be recognized. Now, for me, I'm going to say things changed for me when I had a big impact or a big change in my life. About 3 years ago, I started feeling really sick for a couple months. And then all of a sudden, one weekend, it became clear I needed to go to the hospital. So when I went to the hospital, it was at that point that they recognized that I had actually leukemia. So they right away admitted me to the hospital, and I lived in the hospital probably for a month to 2 months. I'm not sure how long it was, but it was a long time. Lost a lot of weight, and actually the first week or two I was there, it's kind of a big blur. I don't remember much. But over those 3 years of chemo treatments to recover, something crazy happened. First of all, physically, I became pretty weak, pretty feeble, and there wasn't a whole lot I could do. I became mentally, I was at a point where mentally I couldn't even do certain things, like sitting on the computer for 5 or 10 minutes. Everything like that was going on in my life, and I really was in a place where the only thing I could do was just sit and watch TV. I couldn't even really read for a while because it would give me headaches. So I'd watch TV. And I also started watching, once again, something I haven't done for a long time, people that were around me, people and circumstances. I remember sitting in the hospital on one of the chairs, looking out of my hospital bedroom window and just seeing and watching people do weird things on the street below. And it's at that point that I started saying to myself, man, there's a lot of strange things going on out there. So I want to ask you, do you see things that are strange, or do you even take the time to notice things that are weird or strange in the reality around you? I bet if you spent some time looking at the news in a different way, social media, just the community around you, or maybe even on your drive home from work, look at the people that are in the car next to you and see what they're doing. Some of them are talking to themselves and singing. And sometimes you see weird things on people's the back of their car, like their bumper stickers and things like that. Now, I don't know if you consider that weird, but I think weirdness starts there and it goes into every area of our life. Now, with this podcast, I am going to tackle and talk about and interview and share information about all kinds of strangeness that exists in our reality. I will be honest that a primary thing I'm going to focus on is UFOs and UAPs. There's a lot of stuff going on there right now, especially in current months. And I do believe the government is playing games with all of us. Not just the United States government, but all worldwide governments. Right now, they go through and they basically treat us like we don't see what's going on. And they pretty much downplay stories and different sightings and different things like that. Now, right off the bat, I want to be honest and also tell everybody that I'm not a scientist and there really is nothing special about me, but I am a curious guy and I do have a lot of questions that I want answered. I do look at reality as like a tapestry of strings and things and elements and events that all intertwine and maybe even impact each other. And I kind of think that's true with a lot of the things that are going on out there with strange and weird phenomena. So as I look at and talk about these things going forward in this podcast, my hope is that we can all explore these things together, that we can almost use this podcast as an open source way of tackling questions and seeing the connections between different phenomena. And so that's my goal, and that's what I hope to do, and I hope you'll follow along and participate. So, until the next episode, and until next time, remember there's a lot of high strangeness out there. Keep your eyes, ears, and mind open, and until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to High Strangeness. This was a glance at some of the strange that exists in our reality.